Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our Bet365 triple option feature at 4:20 today. Aaron Summers, who's the part of the network, radio network for the Pelicans, will be on with us. Also, a team reporter for the New Orleans Saints will join us. We'll talk a little bit of Pels and maybe throw in some Saints in there. 4:40, Greg Stock, CEO of Thibodeau Regional Medical Center, will join us for their golf tournament this coming Monday and also their second annual Festival of Hope, which is proceeds going to cancer care patients. So we'll have on Aaron and Greg on with us in the 4 o'clock hour. Charlie, the good news, LSU baseball won last night. They beat UNO. And for you, even more important, your Raging Cajuns, 15-8 over Southeastern. So that was the good news.
So I think before we get into this nonsense with the Pels, I'm pretty sure that it was a Coach Robichaux saying, the legendary UL baseball coach, that 20 before 10, if you reach 20 wins before 10 losses, you're looking at a really good season. Man, the Cajuns, Mike, one more win against Southeastern, this time in Russo Park. They won in Hammond, obviously, last night. If they beat Southeastern tonight, they'll reach 30 wins before 10 losses. It's been a super, super impressive start for Coach Diggs and the Louisiana baseball team. By the way, up to number 14 in the D1 baseball top 25. Yeah, they're the only team of mine that's really performing. So I got to give Coach Diggs and the Cajuns their flowers.
Yeah, and we were fortunate we got Coach Diggs on last week, and hopefully we'll get him back on next week and talk a little bit of baseball. He's a great guest to have
huge,
on.
Huge weekend series this upcoming weekend in Conway against Coastal. Mike.
A big one against Coastal. Charlie, the bad news, we saw it last night, a good first quarter between the Lakers and the Pels, and in the second quarter, turnover sort of did you in. The Lakers took full advantage of it and then pulled away, and then you made a run late, and then Zion took over in the fourth quarter, and he was terrific down the stretch. And then what happens, gets hurt, and my first thought was when I saw him sort of grimace a little bit, almost like he turned toward the front of his body, I thought it was maybe a groin injury. But then when I saw him walk, because he sort of walks like me, sort of wobbles, then I realized it's the hamstring. And, yeah. he's had difficulties with that left hamstring in the past. Now, he'll be out at least 2 weeks evaluation. Pelican's not going to be there in 2 weeks.
I mean, it is the most disappointing moment of the Zion Williamson era. And this is 5 years, Mike. And Zion's had, you know, those seasons that have just been lost to injury. He played 70 games this year. And when it mattered most, his first postseason performance, because the play-in tournament is technically the postseason.
He got you back in it.
40 points. 40 points, Mike. He was the only one that showed up. Like, C.J. McCollum wasn't there. Brandon Ingram wasn't there. He was sitting on the bench. I saw people complain about that. That was one of the decisions that Willie Green made correctly. Because B.I. did not have
it. He was ice cold.
He's still fighting back from that injury. I understand.
I told you that.
I understand that much. But, you know, if he's still not 100% and he's not going to provide you what you need on the floor, sit him. CJ McCollum had to come out. Mike, he was one of nine, and I don't want to jump on CJ too much because he's been really, he's really been important in this last couple weeks stretch without BI. He's been averaging about 30 points per game. He didn't have it against the Lakers last night. Zion was the only one of those star three players that showed up, and he showed out. 40 points, a season high, and then with 3.5 minutes left to go in that game, on that 40-point bucket, the hamstring injury, and he misses the final 3.5 minutes in a tie game. You go to you lose your star player, Mike. And the Lakers pull it out. You see the glimpses, right, with Zion and what he can do, and you're fully bought into this kid.
And you also know he's going to miss time with injuries. That is part of – he flashes that greatness of being able to take over a game in moments, and then he's down.
Yeah, I mean, it is as disappointing as it gets because now you go into the winner-take-all game against Sacramento, a team that you've beaten 5 times this year, Mike. If you lose that, I mean, is that like the most Pelicans thing in the world, right? Like you get blown out by the Lakers to fall into the play-in tournament, and then you have to face them again, and you fight them tooth and nail because of Zion Williamson's 40-point performance, and you just fall short because he gets hurt late in the fourth quarter. By the way, Bobby and I were talking about this off-air, the Pelicans still don't have a win when trailing entering the fourth quarter.
What they are, 0-22 or 0-23?
0-24 now,
24
I believe,
now?
Mike. So, yeah, I mean, they came so close to picking up that first win when it mattered most to book that ticket to the playoffs, and with 3.5 minutes left, Zion gets hurt. And so it's so unfortunate just seeing how it all played out. It's like watching a nightmare. You know, you're looking at a train wreck in slow motion. Zion getting hurt, that hamstring injury. They've already put it out 2 weeks, as you mentioned, Mike. 2 weeks is quite a long period now that we're in postseason play. He's obviously not going to be playing against the Kings, and I would imagine that 2 weeks sets him out basically the entire first round if the Pelicans are able to overcome Sacramento without his services at hand. So can they go 6-0 against the Sacramento team? I don't know. We'll be previewing that game over the next couple of days.
You know the crazy part about Sacramento? Okay, and they had a lead at halftime. What, it was 4? I text you that. It should be like 12 or 14. They're taking all kind of crazy shots in the second quarter all over the place. But, man, everything fell for them in the third and fourth quarter. I mean, every shot basically fell for the Kings, and you can see the talent. Despite two key pieces sitting on the bench, then they're not playing because of injuries, and yet play that well against a team who has walked down that basketball aisle
plenty
times.
Well, that's kind of what I get nervous about now, looking a little bit ahead to Sacramento, is that the Kings just exercised their demons with the Golden State Warriors, who beat them in a 7-game series last year in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs. If you'll remember, Sacramento was the 3 seed, and they lost to the Warriors last year in the postseason. They exercised those demons, the in-state rival with the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference. Now they're going to try and do the same to the Pels, who have beat them 5 times this year. And not only beat them, Mike, they've smoked them.
Yep.
And we've talked about matchups. You know, the Pelicans didn't have a great matchup against the Lakers' size, but you know, the depth on the Pelicans' bench with their wings and the length that they have on the outside kind of causes some issues, I would say, for the Sacramento Kings. And that's why the Pels have gone 5-0 against them. But now you're looking at it and you're missing that key piece, Mike. Zion Williamson is going to be out for this game with that hamstring strain.
And again, what happens again? You don't play well at home.
Yeah.
That's obvious that this team, for whatever reason or reasons, have not played well at home.
And I think that they answered the call. Like, you heard LeBron talk about it in the post game in his interview with the TNT reporter, where he's just like, yeah, no, they knew they had a pride on that team. Like, they got blown out 2 days ago. They were going to come out and give it everything they had. And they did. I mean, Zion gave it everything he had, and okay, he got injured in the process.
How many text messages we got yesterday? And people believe any conspiracy theory that gets thrown out there. They got people like that. That, oh, the Lakers are going to tank this game.
No shot.
Because they don't want to face Denver. No, come on. You're a competitor. You ain't tanking nothing. But they got people that want to sell that. And because, again, it gets you clicks or it gets you people to listen. But come on, these are competitive athletes. But I can't tell you how many people on that text line wrote that. Watch the Pels win tonight because the Lakers don't want to face Denver.
They were actually favored in that game too, Mike. I mean, that's another point that we can
one
make.
Point,
but the way that the Lakers beat the Pelicans as well, it was different than what we saw on Sunday where they just owned the paint. The Pelicans were outstanding in the paint. But, you know, when it came down to hitting the open threes in the first half, they weren't dropping.
Nope.
They missed a lot of shots. And would you believe me, Mike, if I told you that the Pelicans won three of the four quarters of that game? The second quarter was what sunk them.
Yep.
They lost that second quarter by 18 points, and a lot of it was because their offense couldn't get those threes to drop. The Pels in the first half, I think, were minus 18 from the three-point line, and that was hard to overcome. They did overcome it. They went all the way back to tie the game late. It just wasn't enough.
Yeah, and again, when you had an opportunity, tie game, then you see your star player go down with an injury. So we'll see. Can they beat the Kings? And they've beaten them this year without Zion. They're beating them without Zion. So
they smoked them without Zion in one of the games.
5-0, let's see, and we've talked about this before. It's hard to explain matchups and how things are, but they're not coming into this game with much confidence at all, and that is a major, major concern for me. When we come back, we'll have on with us Aaron Summers, who is part of the radio broadcast for the Pelicans, also does work for the Saints as a team reporter. We'll be back with Aaron right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. You hear us. She's part of the New Orleans Pelicans radio broadcast team. Also covers the New Orleans Saints, Aaron Summers. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Always happy to talk about our local teams here. It is a huge time for the Pelicans right now.
Aaron, it's one of them I'll be damn moments, okay?
Ugh.
You fight back. You got a shot here, and you see the greatness of Zion down the stretch. And we've seen it in flashes where he takes over a game. And then the way he landed, and I saw he sort of grabbed for his front first, almost right below his stomach, and then I saw him walk. No, I understand that walk. I knew it was something to do with it, with his hamstring, and he's had some issues there before. But this has to go down as so disappointing because, okay, LeBron's going to get his calls, and the Lakers were going to be on the line more. The thing that sort of bothered me, the Pelicans had trouble hitting their free throws. But you have fought back, and you got a tie game now late, and then, damn, there goes Zion. And then he walks off the court. But you could see in his face, and when he pulled that jersey over the top, he knew something wasn't right.
Yeah, immediately you could tell. He, as you mentioned, he pulled the jersey up over his head, and then he went to the bench, threw down his towel. He knew that he had done something and immediately went down the tunnel. It was an awful time for it to happen. He has worked so hard throughout his career to prove himself that he can be available. He played 71 games this season and finally gets into his first postseason game, and he absolutely dominated, which is what we had been hoping that we would see from Zion for a long time. And he scores 40 points, and he's the only reason why the Pelicans were in that game.
That's true.
After getting down 18 points. And that 40th point, that last bucket by him, tied it up at 95 with just over 3 minutes to go. And without him, the offense just didn't have a go-to option. And it kind of fell apart, and it was really unfortunate because they had fought so hard to get back, and you were seeing great performances and energy from people like Jose Alvarado, and Trey Murphy hit a great three late, and you just wish that the team could have got it together to pull it out. But I think all in all, it was great to see Zion take over a game, be aggressive. He was asking to guard LeBron James. I mean, he wanted that moment. So hopefully the injury isn't too bad and the Pelicans can go on a run and maybe he can rejoin the team.
Aaron, one of the things, Charlie and I talk about this a lot, about matchups and how I didn't feel as though they match up well against the Lakers, but this team has been 5-0 against Sacramento, and I watched them play last night, and I thought they dominated the first half, but they only had a 4-point lead. I mean, they take crazy shots all over the court, and then the second half, everything, third and fourth quarter, they dominated. Everything that they threw up seemingly went in. Your thoughts on this, because that is in between your ears. I think if you Sacramento, you have not played well against them in games that weren't even close, and sometimes games that Zion wasn't there, they dominated against Sacramento. But the Pelicans come into this game, and it's almost like, okay, who's going to put the jumper cables on the battery to crank this up? Nothing against CJ, because he had carried this team for a number of games down the stretch. He didn't have a good night last night at all. And then B.I., I just think he's still trying to get back from the injury. Doesn't look like the same guy. And that happens sometimes with injuries. You think you're okay just in shoot-arounds. You get on the court, not quite the same.
Yeah, and I think Brandon Ingram wants to be there, wants to help the team, wants to do everything he can to get them to the postseason, to an actual first round playoff, series, which is what this team has been hoping for from the beginning of the season, is a sixth spot or better so they could grab that. And it's still out there. They still have that opportunity Friday night against the Kings. It's kind of crazy to say that you have gone undefeated against this team. The Pelicans have shot very well against them. In the last matchup on April 11th, CJ McCollum went 9 of 12 from outside, and Trey Murphy shot 6 of 12. So they really had it going from the perimeter, but that's something that the Kings can do as well. To your point, they can get hot, and a lot of their shots were falling last night. I think what's going to be really important in this game, though, is how Jonas Valanciunas plays inside without Zion Williamson. He has got to draw some sort of inside presence and make the Kings focus in on him so some of those shooters can get better looks on the outside. Him going up against Domantas Sabonis, who is very good. I mean, I think he's probably got his 1,000th straight double-double. I mean, he has been playing insane over the past few months. So that's going to be a fun matchup to watch. And then without Zion Williamson in the game, you would think that Trey Murphy slides back into that starting role. And can he get hot? Can he get going early in this game? Because for whatever reason, it's been tough for some of our shooters to get going in the Smoothie King Center.
Yeah, I think there was a stat, Aaron, that the Pelicans shoot 3% better on the road than they do at home. Mm-hmm. And it's so disappointing, because I thought that that was the big difference maker, at least in the first half last night against the Lakers, because in that game on Sunday, they were just killed in the paint. Ugh. I mean, call a spade, they gave up 50 first half points of the paint, which just kind of let the Lakers get out to that early lead that they never even came close to giving up. But Willie kind of talked a little bit about it last night, that they were more physical. You know, they really tried all they could to keep the Lakers out of the paint, and it worked out for the most part. The Pelicans outscored the Lakers last night in the paint 62-36. Now, where they lost was at the free throw line. The Lakers got to the free throw line a bunch last night, and they never really missed. And early on, from three-point range. And if you're looking at that game, the one quarter that they lost was the second quarter. And they entered halftime, they were like 4 of 16 from 3. They were minus 18 from the three-point line. And that was the big difference that let LA get out to that lead that they ended up holding on to.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a great point. You know, in the second quarter, late into the second quarter, the Pelicans had only scored 10 points. They were really struggling to get going in that frame. And I think in the end, they just got down a little bit too much and had to continue to fight and exert so much energy to catch back up to the Lakers. And when you're not shooting well from outside, it's harder. You know, 3 points, that's more than two. So it's harder to catch some of that deficit. It's going to be interesting how this game is called on Friday, because it was an extremely physical matchup between these two teams when it was in Sacramento 2 weeks ago. And Sacramento does a good job of getting to the line. De'Aaron Fox also, I think he had like 12 trips to the line in their last game. So he gets a lot of calls inside. So that's going to be something that they hopefully evens out a little bit for the Pelicans. Obviously, the Lakers are one of the best teams in the league at getting calls and getting to the line and using that to their advantage. So we won't have that against us tomorrow night. But it is hopefully – something that they'll continue to allow that physicality and let the team play because it's postseason, and it'll get called fairly on both sides.
So the good news, if you're a Pelicans fan, you're looking at this matchup against the Kings, as we mentioned, 5-0 against Sacramento this year. And one of those games against Sacramento that they won was without Zion. I think it was like the 133-100 game that they won by 33 points. So you're looking at the matchup. Zion is such a force, and you know Sacramento would have nobody that can really match up with him. We were previewing their game at Sacramento basically last week, and I think it was Ali Cassell that had come on here and said that they have like Harrison Barnes to match up with Zion, and he's just not physical enough. But without Zion, you kind of mentioned Trey, you mentioned, you know, CJ. Does it really just come down to the outside shooting for the Pelicans to just outscore this Sacramento team that at times, you know, you saw them play well defensively against Golden State, but they really aren't that good defensively.
No, they
so not. Is it all about, you know, the outside shot for this Pelican squad that doesn't really shoot that well at home? Or is, you know, does Brandon Ingram need to step up? I know that he's not exactly 100%. He's still kind of hobbled with that injury. Like, I mean, I'm looking at CJ, I'm looking at Trey, I'm looking at Herb. I mean, those guys just need to produce from beyond the arc in this matchup. That's all how I see it, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jose Alvarado is somebody that has got going against them as well. I think as far as Brandon Ingram goes, he just needs to use his teammates and trust that everybody together on the court is better than him trying to take over and do it himself. I think he felt a lot of pressure last night to try to score and try to make things happen. So I think as long as everybody sticks together and they, you know, move the ball and they go with pace and all the things that Coach Green always asks them to do, then they're going to find open looks, and especially against a defense that isn't as great in the Kings, and they aren't as long, and you will have more opportunities to take advantage of some of their miscues. So hopefully, yes, the three-point shot is falling for the Pelicans, because I think that will be a huge factor in this game, both sides. And the Pelicans have really averaged like 130 points against the Kings all season. They just have seemingly had a really easy time scoring against them, regardless of who is on the court.
Aaron, you bring up a good point with that. The other part is, to me, I thought the big difference, too, is how well the Lakers, the ball movement, to get a good shot. Mm-hmm. You saw the difference, huge difference between what the Pelicans were doing and what the Lakers were. Their ability to move that ball around the court was so good last night for LA. And that's something that this Pelicans team has not done consistently well.
Yeah, they tend to get a little stagnant when they get into more of a half-court game. And at times, especially against the Lakers, you have to slow it down a little bit and reset, because you don't want to get running up and down the court against them. You're going to lose that battle. We saw that Sunday when the Pelicans were unable to really get back defensively, and they were just running down the lane nonstop. So it's a balance of the Pelicans really like to turn their own defense into offense and get out in transition. But then when you aren't, you have to be able to get set, use your teammates, whether it's pick and roll or a backdoor cut. You know, there's got to be movement, and you got to pass the ball around a little bit, not settle for early looks in the shot clock.
Aaron, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, bring him some good luck Friday. I tell that to Abe, but he hadn't brought him no good luck at all going to these games. So, and that's a big ask for you on this point. But, man, hopefully they can continue this. And it has been a team that you have matched up well against. And I do think in this world, there is something to that.
Yeah, and I say the fans, you got to come out and bring good luck too, because we need all the energy that we can. There are tickets available, so go get them and come pack the blender on Friday night.
Aaron, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All righty. Aaron Summers, Pelicans radio reporter, also covers the New Orleans Saints, and we'll see what happens Friday night as the Pels take on the Sacramento Kings. When we come back, we'll have on with us Greg Stock, the CEO of Thibodaux Regional Medical Center, talk about the second annual Festival of Hope golf tournament and also festivities involved with the Festival of Hope out in Thibodaux next week, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the CEO of Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, Greg Stock. Greg, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Next week is the second annual Festival of Hope. We started Monday with the golf tournament, but all week long have different events at Thibodaux Regional Medical Center, and beach volleyball is going on there, along with the 5K run, and then you got a little concert on Saturday afternoon. But before we get into that, I think all of us understand that our lives have been touched one way or another with cancer. I told you this story before. My mom, in her early 30s, was diagnosed with colon cancer. She was given about a 12% chance to survive. She passed away in 2020. I mean, you know, so she lived deep in her 80s. My dad had prostate cancer in the 90s, and he lived to 89 years old. All of us, though, either have family members or people we've worked with and friends that have had their lives touched with cancer. And I think one of the things you've done at Thibodaux Regional Health Systems has been to have people understand it's not, okay, some cancers catch you, okay, but it's not a death wish. And so much of it has to do with, I think, your faith and people around you that really kind of bring you up. And I think you've done a great job doing that, to give that tiny word hope, you know, and how much it means to people who get cancer.
Yeah, you said it well, Mike, and thank you for allowing us to talk for a minute or two here. You're a great advocate for a lot of good things. Yeah, the cancer rate, the incident rate in Louisiana is about 13% higher than it is nationwide. And you know, there's four major type of cancers: breast, prostate, lung, and colon, that affect most people. There are other types as well. But the good news is that through early detection and better treatment options, the mortality or death rate has come down some, which is great, which proves that if you can get upstream and take better care of yourself and be sure that you get the screenings and so forth that you need, that can catch it early, get it treated properly, and prevent a lot of really not so good things that you have to experience in the treatment process: surgery, radiotherapy, chemotherapy, and so on, and death. So we think this is really important. We've had this Festival of Hope. Last year was good. You keyed in on hope, and hope is, in the end, after all the high-tech equipment and capable surgeons and drugs and so on, is still that. And, you know, we built a cancer center institute, that is, and we think it's a very beautiful building, but that building has things in it that send a little signal to people about the faith, the spiritual aspect of our journey here in life, and the part we want to play where we help strengthen that people's hope and the will to live.
Greg, one of the things, it starts off Monday. We have the golf tournament at Allendale Country Club out in Gray, and full house there. We had it last year, and we have it again this year, and a great event there. And so that's always super, and it's great to meet everybody. And I told DePaul this. He understands why I'm overweight. Everywhere we stop with the golf cart, we ate. So it was pretty good along the way. But you also got other events like the beach volleyball events that happened there, the 5K run, and also Saturday the open concert that afternoon. Hopefully the weather holds up for us and we'll get all that in.
Yeah, you know, all of that, it's a lot. And we had good attendance last year. Rain last year kind of put a little damper on it. But the sellout of the golf tournament, it's really a nice event. And that ability to just talk with people a little bit away from the focus of work and be able to expand your friendship, your relationship with others, and especially people that you know that you might be talking to right there that who've had cancer or whose family members have had it and they've been directly impacted. There's a lot of education that happens there, and realization, understanding, enlightenment, whatever you want to call it. And so those events are great in and of themselves, but the awareness is a huge thing. It ought to be a lot of fun Saturday. You know, down here in South Louisiana, people love festivals, so there's music, great food, great fun runs, and all kinds of things, carnival games and things that people can participate in. Have a great time. My granddaughter's coming in again, Kennedy Anderson. And we have Lena Prima, that band out of New Orleans. That's a great band, and others. So fun time, great thing to support. We hope people will try to make it.
Okay, now, Kennedy, I know she didn't get her singing genetic from you, Greg. Come on.
No,
she didn't.
I never have lied about that.
But, boy, she can sing, Greg. I mean, she is super talented. Let me tell you the story about Lena. I give to WYES every year. And so they sent me this deal and when I made the contribution to them. And part of it was a CD disc of the JFK inaugural gala, the ball in January of 1961. Who sang at that gala? Was her dad, Louis Prima. He sang at JFK's 1961 inaugural gala. And, you know, because Sinatra was the one who set it all up for the incoming president.
Wow.
And I passed it on there, and I was like, what? Louis Prima sang, and you know, I was like, "Whoa!" Because you know, so much ties here in the city of New Orleans.
That was a big deal. That was huge. That inaugural was enormous. That was a huge event. That's impressive.
And so, again, with it, Greg, I think so much has to go to the fact that this is a lot of too about education, and you what you brought up about is early care. And understanding, because you know what? We grew up in a generation. Our mamas and dads, I'm just getting old a little bit. I don't feel quite as good. But I think today we go to the doctor and we understand if something's wrong with us. And that early detection is so, so critical.
Yeah, one of my sisters died of breast cancer. One of my sisters died of colon cancer. And those are real things to me as they would be to others. And they bring home that you can get scoped, you know. And a lot of people don't, frankly. Some guidelines in the American Cancer Society about colon cancer. And there's some other tests that are pretty simple in some regard, but they're indicators. A woman can have a mammogram. We do about 10,000 mammograms or more every year, and we detect cancer when we do those screening mammograms and then a diagnostic mammogram, and you know that might lead to surgery and other things, but especially if the indicators are your mother had it or your mother's mother had it or both, those are strong indicators. I won't try to list them all, but being aware of that and doing some of your own research, there's a lot of stuff on the internet, is really important. I want to just briefly say hospitals like Thibodaux Regional's Regional Medical Center have really gained a lot of expertise in hearts and cancer, neurocare, et cetera, over the last three decades or so. And we have a pretty good sized program, and we've worked very diligently to recruit physician specialists like neurosurgeons that oversee the stereotactic radio surgery, where you're actually using a beam to as a cutting device to address the lesions, cancer in the brain. That's one example. There's many more. We found people like to be treated closer to home, where the treatment is quality, where you feel like you're at home more, comforting and strengthening in that regard. Less travel time, less interruption to daily schedules for other family members. And, you know, we always refer people. Whenever they want to be referred, we refer, no question about it. But as we've grown in our capabilities, we have really state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment equipment. We have the great, really great chemo nurses, really great oncologists, radiation oncologists, medical oncologists, and so on and so forth. It's enabled us to treat literally now thousands of these people every year, and our program has continued to grow where we, you know, we're seeing 25,000-30,000. And so we appreciate, Mike, we appreciate you and all your support of South Louisiana people and all the good causes and your effort to educate people. We can't thank you enough. And hope people might come to the Festival of Hope, we're calling it, on the 27th of this month. Come and just spend a day and enjoy the good food and the music and all the athletic sports things that are going on around the campus there.
Greg, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate everything you do for people on the Bayou and outside the Bayou area. And that new cancer center is just unbelievable in how many lives it's already saved. So we appreciate it. And if you want more information, you can go on Facebook or Twitter at Thibodaux Regional Health Systems. Also on my Facebook and Twitter page, can find out a lot more information. Greg, thanks so much for joining us, and I'll see you Monday.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Greg Stock, CEO of Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. And we come back, I'll give you the password of the day for Jazz Fest tickets right after this break. All right, we're finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870. When we come back, we'll give you that Jazz Fest password of the day at 5:10, and then we'll have a lot more sports talk talking about the draft. Also, our Bet 365 option, 6:30 tonight. Christian Clark, who covers the Pelicans for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, will join us at 6:35. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this news break.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.